From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says housing for all, a better urban future, the right agenda. Beirut blast was historically powerful. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of providing livable houses for the community. This was conveyed by President Jokowi in a virtual speech at the Global Habitat Day 2020 commemoration, which was held in Surabaya, East Java on Monday. In his remarks, the president also conveyed that the theme raised in the commemoration was a very relevant theme for the whole world.
Tema housing for all, a better urban future.
The theme housing for all, a better urban future, is the right agenda for all of us, for the whole world. That the home is the basic need of all people around the world. That the home will strengthen the family as the main pillar of the nation's strength. And the house is a bulwark first against various health risks, including the COVID-19 pandemic. In his speech, President Joko Widodo also said that the Indonesian government strives so that every citizen can occupy a livable house. One of them is through the 1 million house program, which has been implemented since 2015. The president added the target of building 1 million housing units per year has been successfully exceeded in 2018 with a focus on low-income communities. Through the Global Habitat Day 2020 commemoration, President Joko Widodo hopes that delegates from all over the country can share ideas, exchange knowledge, expertise, and experiences, as well as forge cooperation and strengthen collaboration to increase the resilience of cities to face pandemics and other disasters. The Global Habitat Day 2020 commemoration was held virtually and was attended by 193 countries. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded that urban population growth around the world continuously increases. Therefore, the issue of urban setup in the new urban agenda is very important. It was said by President Joko Widodo when opening the World Habitat Day commemoration virtually, which was held at the Surabaya City Hall, East Java on Monday night. The president further said if it is not seriously prepared, the rapid growth of the community can trigger many problems. On the other hand, if it is handled properly, urbanization can be an opportunity for the progress of Indonesia.
Jika tidak disiapkan secara serius, pertumbuhan pesat masyarakat tersebut bisa
if it is not seriously prepared, the rapid growth of the community can trigger problems such as density and poverty, environmental problems and availability of public spaces, the availability of basic infrastructure, particularly clean water and sanitation, including housing problems and various other urban problems. However, if Indonesia handles it well, I believe that the urbanization can be an extraordinary opportunity for the progress of Indonesia. It can become a center for creativity and innovation, can encourage the economic growth, and improve the quality of life and welfare of its citizens. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also reminded that currently 55% of the world's population lives in cities. The number of population approximately increases to 68%, the highest rate of increase occurred in the continents of Asia and Africa. So the president said the commitment to the new urban agenda in 2036 cannot be postponed. The commemoration of the World Habitat Day 2020, theme Housing for All, A Better Urban Future, was virtually attended by the executive director of UN Habitat, Maimunah Muhammad Sharif, and the mayor of Surabaya, Tri Risma Hari Ini. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin extended his congratulations on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of the Indonesian Military TNI and sought its unwavering support to the government in tackling the COVID-19 pandemic. Vice President Amin, in a statement received by Antaranus Agency in Jakarta on Monday, expressed his congratulations on birthday to all members of the TNI wherever the personnel are on duty. He is optimistic that during the current COVID-19 pandemic, the TNI can continue to demonstrate its dedication to break the chain of transmission of COVID-19. The Vice President urged the TNI to continue to alert health personnel from all forces, the Army, Navy, and Air Force, while ensuring that communities across regions apply health protocols. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said Indonesia needs to ratify the 7th Protocol on Financial Services of the Asian Framework Agreement on Services, or AFAS, to benefit from potential cooperation, especially in general Sharia insurance. AFAS forms the foundation of the process for integrating the service sector in Asian, including financial services, which plays an important role in the economy, contributing 52% of the total Asian GDP in 2019. As reported by Antaranus Agency, the minister said at the joint meeting of Commission 10th of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Monday that this ratification does not require any changes in the existing Indonesian regulation. Sri Mulyani further said that by ratifying the 7 protocols of AFAS, the Islamic insurance industry in the country would have the opportunity to develop through increased investment and competition. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. The blast that devastated large parts of Beirut in August was one of the biggest non-nuclear explosions in history. As reported by BBC.com on Monday, the Sheffield University UK expert team said the best estimate for the yield is 500 tons of TNT equivalent with a reasonable upper limit of 1.1 kilotons. This put it at around 1/20 of the size of the atomic bomb drop on Hiroshima, Japan, in 1945. The team mapped how the shockwave propagated through the city. The group hopes its work can help emergency planners prepare for future disaster. Dr. Sam Rigby from Sheffield Blast and Impact Engineering Research Group stated, when his site knows what the yield is from these sort of events, it can then work out the loading that comes from that. It tells the research group how to construct buildings that are more resilient, even things like glazing. In Beirut, glazing damage was reported up 10 kilometers away from the center of the explosion, and the research group knows falling glass causes a lot of injuries. If one of the coronavirus relief efforts was the economic equivalent of shock and awe, new plans being developed by the world's biggest economies for more assistance to businesses and consumers are taking a narrower and more tactical approach. As stated by Reuters.com on Monday, International Monetary Fund estimates governments around the world went in big, hard and fast in their initial efforts to blunt the economic hit from the global pandemic, drumming up roughly $10 trillion in spending plans through June. Central banks levered that up further with rate cuts, bond purchases and a raft of other credit programs. But with President Donald Trump in quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 and a resurgence in cases in Europe and the United States, there is an acknowledgement that the recovery is far from complete. Government and central bank officials are now devising more targeted follow-up programs that they hope will help the industries and people still displaced in the global downturn. Singapore's Changi Airport has warned of a daunting period ahead as the impact from the COVID-19 pandemic shows no sign of abating. As quoted by BBC.com on Monday, the Asian Transit Hub has been voted world's best airport for the 8 consecutive years. Changi has suspended operations in 2 terminals as flights have dropped to the lowest levels in its history. It also suspended the construction of a fifth terminal for at least 2 years. Changi Airport Group said in its annual report that the battle with COVID-19 has only just begun. The future does appear daunting with the situation showing no signs of abatement. The company's yearly results cover the period up until the end of March 2020, thus misses out on the much of the severe downturn in passengers since the pandemic took hold in January. Singapore barred the entry and transit of short-term visitors on March 23rd. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling The Million Home Program for Indonesia. Indonesia and UN Habitat commemorate World Habitat Day 2020. Surabaya is hosting the global observance of World Habitat Day 2020 on 5th and 6th October 2020. The theme raised as this year's commemoration is Housing for All, A Better Urban Future. President Joko Widodo considered this theme very appropriate. In his speech delivered virtually on Monday, he said, "Home is everyone's basic need. Home strengthens the family as the main pillar of the nation's strength. Homes are also main stronghold against various health risks, including the COVID-19 pandemic. Facts have shown that amid the COVID-19 pandemic, it is the house that becomes the major stronghold against the spread of the new coronavirus. Appeals to stay at home, school from home, work from home, and worship from home have been implemented in almost all affected countries since the World Health Organization, WHO, declared COVID-19 a pandemic. Then, a question rises. Do all families have a house that can be a stronghold for their family? Housing is indeed a problem faced by a lot of countries. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in his statement on World Habitat Day 2020, said that currently, 1 billion people live in a crowded settlement with inadequate housing. To meet global demand, more than 96,000 housing units must be completed every day, and they must be part of the green transition. The housing issues is also a special concern of President Joko Widodo's administration. Since 2015, Indonesia has planned to build 1 million housing units every year. Data shows that in 2018 and 2019, this target had been exceeded. In 2019, more than 1.2 million housing units were completed. This year's, the achievements are different from the previous year's achievements. Based on data from the Director General of Housing of the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing, until the third quarter of August 2020, there were 264,457 housing units that have been built. The COVID-19 pandemic has a very significant impact on the implementation of the 1 million home program. However, Indonesia is optimistic that the target of 1 million houses this year can be achieved. It's hard to realize the construction of a million houses every year, especially for low-income residents. The awareness of all related stakeholders to provide adequate housing is a shared responsibility to support the construction of a million houses. The full involvement of the government, financial institution, the private sector, and the community towards the 1 million home program can accelerate the achievement of the Indonesian government's target for fulfilling the rights of every citizen to housing. so every family in Indonesia can have a livable house that can be a stronghold for every occupant. In the future, the houses that are built will not only function as housing, but also become a place of livelihood. COVID-19 has provided such lesson. The 1 million home program every year is a real proof of the responsibility of the Indonesian government that no one is left behind. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any surfaces that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History will start from an event on October 6, 1976, where the Thammasat University massacre happens. The Thammasat University massacre was an attack by Thai state forces on students protesters at the Thammasat University campus and nearby Sanam Luang Square in Bangkok, Thailand, on October 6, 1976. Prior to the massacre, 4 to 5,000 students from various universities had rallied for more than a week against the return of former military dictator Thanom Kittikachorn to Thailand from Singapore. Just before dawn on October 6, the attacks on the students' protester began and continued until noon. The Thai government says 46 were killed in this massacre, with 167 injured and around 3,000 arrested. But many survivors claim that the death toll was more than 100. Let's move on to October 6, 1995, where Planet 51 Pegasi B was discovered. 51 Pegasi B is the first planet discovered around a sun like stars outside the solar system. This planet is the prototype of the Hot Jupiter class, orbiting the 51 Pegasi star in the constellation Pegasus. The discovery of the planet was announced on October 6, 1995 by Michael Mayer and Didier Queloz in the journal Nature using the radial velocity method at the Observatoire de Haute-Provence with the LOD spectrograph. I'll end today in history with October 6, 2010, where Instagram released for the first time. Instagram is now one of the most popular applications around the world and has had many users since it was first released on October 6, 2010. Instagram is a photo and video sharing application that allows users to take photos, take videos, apply digital filters, and share them with various social networking services, including Instagram's own. The social media, often referred to as IG, has more than 1 billion active users per month worldwide. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Gak pernah coba, coba untuk pertahankan semua. Cinta, waktu, usaha, aku berikan semua. Tapi percuma, pasti ada yang salah cara berpikirmu. Ini cuma masalah tentang asumsimu. Harus selalu kabarin di mana posisiku.
Aku gak
nyesel ngejak balikan. Kamu juga yang bilang aku gak pantas disayang. Tolong jangan dipaksa, ku sudah hilang rasa. Butuh satu-satunya cara kita tak terluka. Tiada yang salah cara berpikirmu. Aku selalu ngalah sama sifat egoismu. Aku pernah coba pertahankan sama kamu.
Coba pikirkan,
tapi aku gak bisa.
Masih bisa. Kasih kesempatan, masih bisa panjang. Coba pikir, masih bisa.
Masih bisa panjang, kasih kesempatan. Masih bisa panjang, kasih kesempatan. Masih bisa panjang.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today entitling Total Denuclearization is an Important Element for International Peace and Security. Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Retno Marsudi, said that since the establishment of the UN 75 years ago and since the signing of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty or NPT 50 years ago, the world is still far from a complete elimination of nuclear weapons. In the high-level meeting of commemoration and promotion of the International Day for the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons, which was held virtually on October 2, 2020, Minister Retno Marsudi explained that the absence of progress in efforts to eliminate nuclear arsenal had resulted in a decline in trust among countries in the world. As quoted on the kamlu.go.id page, Minister Retno Marsudi also underlined three important points to achieve the total elimination of nuclear weapons. First, there must be the implementation and enforcement of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. In this regard, she said that full participation and commitment from all countries, including countries with nuclear weapons, is essentially needed. The second point is to strengthen the mechanism and architecture of global disarmament. Several disarmament mechanisms, such as the Conference of Disarmament, the prohibitions of comprehensive nuclear testing, and other mechanisms, must be pursued in order to achieve the goal of total elimination of nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, the third is to ensure that nuclear disarmament provides tangible benefits to global prosperity. In addition, Minister Retno emphasized that the COVID-19 pandemic is a reminder of the world's nation that human and humanitarian protection can only be achieved through global solidarity and not through nuclear weapons. Minister Retno, in her closing speech, said that on the one hand, maintaining the existence of nuclear weapons does not provide benefits to the world. On the other hand, the complete elimination of nuclear weapons will precisely ensure the survival of mankind. The high-level meeting for commemoration and promotion of the International Day for the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons is part of the 75th UN General Assembly high-level meeting, which is taking place from September 21, 2020 up to now. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sekadar hayalan. jadi saksi cintaku padanya. Tak main-main hatiku, apapun rintangannya ku ingin bersama dia. Sampai berkerutan putih rambutnya jadi saksi cintaku padanya. Oh, tak main-main hatiku. Apapun rintangannya ku ingin bersama dia. Ku mau dia, tak mau yang lain. Hanya dia.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Geni Langit, a tourism village in East Java. Traveling to Magetan Regency, East Java, Sarangan Lake is the main destination for tourists who visit there. Apart from Telaga Sarangan, Magetan now has a new tourism icon, namely Geni Langit Tourism Village. It is located under the slopes of Mount Lawu and takes 1 hour from Magetan. Free from hustle-bustle of big city, this tourism village offers beautiful natural scenery. To enter the Geni Langit Village, you have to pay a ticket of 5,000 rupiah. Thank you. During your stay in Genilangit Village, you will see views of the slopes of Mount Lawu with pine trees on the hills. You can take a leisurely walk while enjoying the beautiful atmosphere. You can also stop by the treehouse or sit on the bench that has been provided. Hammocks are also available if you want to be relaxed in the shade of trees. Don't worry if it rains, because the manager of the site has provided several gazebos in the middle of the forest. Besides enjoying cool atmosphere of the mountains, you can also take pictures at various photo spots which have been available. Many kinds of interesting photo spots at Genilangit Tourism Village, such as flying swings, hanging bikes, miniature Eiffel towers, hobbit houses, and wooden boats on the edge of a cliff. There are also a photo spot with a giant butterfly wings, and a photo spot in the middle of a large lotus flower. Some photo spots are chargeable, especially photo spots that require safety equipment. Apart from these photo spots, there is also main photo spot, namely the Japan Corner. On the spot, the visitors can rent kimonos for women and samurai clothes for men. With supporting properties such as umbrellas and swords, you can take Japanese-style photos. At Genilangit, you can also find children's playgrounds and flying fox. Another interesting thing, you will find Tirtosari Waterfall, which is located about 2 kilometers from the entrance gate of the park. You will be treated by views of green agricultural land before reaching this waterfall. You can try the freshness of the water at Tirtosari Waterfall. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today. Thank you for listening.
Aku jatuh cinta untuk kesekian kali, baru kali ini ku rasakan
cinta sesungguhnya. Tak seperti dulu, kali ini ada pengorbanan.
Cinta bukan sekedar kata-kata indah. Cinta bukan sekedar belayan-belayan para dua. Samudera cinta dari palu hati terukur dalamnya hingga saat perpisahan tiba. Mengundang air mata, atau hanya secuil penyesalan. Cinta bukan sekedar
thank you.
kata indah cinta bukan sekedar buaya buaya para dua
cinta bukan sekedar kata kata
indah cinta bukan sekedar buaya buaya para dua
cinta adalah ruang dan waktu datang dan menghilang
semua karunia sang pencipta
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Bagaimana hasilnya? Or in English, how does it result? Or what is the result? Next, I will give an example of a conversation on bagaimana hasilnya, or in English, how does it result?
Kevin, apakah sudah menerima hasil ujian?
Sudah.
Bagaimana hasilnya?
Baik.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme. Bagaimana hasilnya? Or in English, how does it result? I will say the sentence twice and you can repeat after me. Apakah sudah menerima hasil ujian? Apakah sudah menerima hasil ujian? Which means, have you received the test result? Bagaimana hasilnya? Bagaimana hasilnya? Which means, how's the result? Hasil ujian. Hasil ujian. Which means, test results. Berapa nilai tesnya? Berapa nilai tesnya? Which means, what is the test score? Hasil foto. Hasil foto. Which means, photo results. Cara memperbaharui paspor. Cara memperbaharui paspor, which means how to renew a passport. Pendapatmu tentang penduduk Indonesia. Pendapatmu tentang penduduk Indonesia, which means your opinion about the Indonesian population. Gagasan. Gagasan, which means idea. When we want to ask the result of something or the effect of an action, we can use the word bagaimana. Bagaimana, which means how. In the dialogue, Siri asked Kevin about Kevin's test result using the sentence bagaimana hasilnya. Bagaimana hasilnya, which means how did it go. The question's word bagaimana. Bagaimana, which means how, also function to ask two things. First, to ask for opinions from the other person, and second, to ask for an assessment of an idea. Example of the uses are as follows. 1. To ask the result of something, for example, bagaimana hasil foto itu? Bagaimana hasil foto itu? Which means, how was the photo? 2. To ask how, for example, bagaimana caranya saya memperbaharui paspor? Bagaimana caranya saya memperbaharui paspor? Which means, how do I renew my passport? 3. To ask the other person's opinion, for example, bagaimana pendapatmu tentang penduduk di Indonesia? Bagaimana pendapatmu tentang penduduk di Indonesia? Which means, what do you think about the Indonesian population? 4. To ask for an assessment of an idea, for example, bagaimana pendapatmu tentang gagasan itu? Bagaimana pendapatmu tentang gagasan itu? Which means, what do you think about the idea? Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the sample conversation one more time.
Kevin, apakah sudah menerima hasil ujian?
Sudah.
Bagaimana hasilnya?
Baik.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Thank you very much for listening. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa!
Tuhan dan semesta tak izinkan kita untuk bersama dalam satu cinta. Sayang, ini takkan mudah. Runtuhkan segala angan indah yang berakhir luka. Keliru aku tentang kita, tak mampu paksakan. Meski telah mencoba berjuta upaya, tetap sia-sia. Cinta, sungguh-sungguh aku cinta, sedalam-dalamnya rasa. Apa daya, tak mungkin kita bersama. Segala angan indah yang berakhir luka. Keliru aku tentang kita, tak mampu paksakan. Meski telah mencoba berjuta upaya, tetap sia-sia.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a mellow song entitled Zapin Anak Dara, sung by Iyet Bustami. The song Zapin Anak Dara was composed by Pak Ngah. The lyrics of the song are quite poetic, with verses sung repeatedly. The song tells about the life of a girl. Iyet Bustami is well known as a Malay and dangdut singer. As a singer, she has been known with her typical mellow voice. Let's listen to Zapin Anak Dara, sung by Iyet Bustami. Enjoy the song.
Hanya telah hidup
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.